The first column following the coefficients is the standard errors of the estimated coefficients. And as we now know, that given the standard errors, we can proceed with inferential analysis, both hypothesis tests and confidence interval. The first inferential analysis here is the hypothesis test, which consumes two columns labeled t-stat and p-value. The null hypothesis here is that the corresponding population coefficient is zero, and there's two different hypothesis tests presented here, one for the intercept and one for gender. We don't care much about the intercept. The intercept turns out to be significantly different from zero. But what we do care about here is the gender coefficient, which is the null hypothesis that the slope coefficient for gender is zero. Here we have a t-statistic of -215 and a p-value of 0.042, which you'll notice is exactly the same t-statistic and p-value we got for gender using the t-test of mean difference from Chapter 6, which was just done previously. So what we're showing here is that the hypothesis test, whether it's conducted from a regression analysis or a traditional t-test, gives exactly the same results.